I am Sir Lillian Green, and this is a poem I've written entitled Stand Your Ground. 2013, America held a criminal trial for the killing of a black juvenile. Trayvon Martin was his name, living while black his dangerous game. Unarmed Trayvon slowly walked. On a cell phone, he quietly talked. In his dad's gated neighborhood, suspicious man presumed he's up to no good. This man saw Trayvon without human connection. He saw him through the lens of America's rejection. He saw a black boy warmed by a hoodie on a cool night. A boy who deserved to live to see the morning light. A black boy, 17, heading home, minding his business, leave him alone. Carefree with iced tea and candy in hand, followed by a suspicious man. Authorities tell suspicious man, do not follow. Black boy's presence he cannot swallow. Wannabe cop, gun in hand, reminders of the Ku Klux Klan. Trayvon Martin was eternally wronged, shot in a neighborhood where he belonged, killed by a suspicious man. Sadly, a black boy killed in America is not rare. Does America dare to compare? Compare 1955 murder of Emmett Till, black boy, 14, beaten, shot, killed. Emmett Till's open casket had much to say, his tortured face on full display. 1955 is not way back when. America has killed again and again and again. 2012 death of Trayvon Martin is more of the same. His killer's acquittal is America's shame. Black boy cannot walk free. Black boy cannot simply be. A human who is being black in America remains under attack. Stand Your Ground laws passed in at least 22 states. America has again legalized violence and hate. This generation must take a stand. The legacy of Trayvon Martin is in your hands. Liberty and justice need to be constantly guarded, or America will go back to where it started. If you are black, you cannot go back. Your ancestors fought for freedom, theirs and yours. They marched and demanded America open its doors. They cleared the land on which you stand. For you they cried, they prayed, they planned. Your ancestors lived and died for you. Now it's your time. Stand and be true. Be true to the future that is waiting for you. The future is watching and waiting to see. Will you fight for justice and liberty? Yours is the generation to keep America on track. Do not allow this nation to go back. Do not allow America to even turn around. It's your time. Stand your ground.